It's a scene that most of us can't even imagine. Life in the northern woodlands before the loggers and miners came, before the forests fell, before the immigrants arrived. Back then, the Anishinaabe people knew how to live a good life from what grew and walked right around them.
Earlier days, you know, things didn't seem as complicated. And then we lived in the deep rural area on the White Earth Reservation. You know where Manoman is?
This week I'm talking to Dewey Goodwin, an Anishinaabe artist originally from the White Earth Reservation. Even though things were less complicated when Dewey was growing up, you had to be good at a lot of things to live well in the North Woods.
And I knew then I wanted to be an artist. I wanted to try to make a go of it. And try to rely as much as possible on the resources, natural resources. And we did. I was an avid hunter, you know, ricer, fish in the wintertime. Catch fish as we needed it. Deer you could harvest, you know, a few, and freeze them or can them, whatever. So we always had food, rice, pick berries.
Dewey teaches art at the Leech Lake Tribal College. This semester, he's carrying a reduced teaching load so he can paint some murals on the walls of the college. His path from high school to art instructor was an uneven one.
I've always fiddled with art, yeah. A few of the teachers may throw in an art lesson once in a while, but there was no emphasis on art at all. All the way from elementary, all the way through high school. I never even finished school, to be honest with you. I quit school in 11th grade.
You did?
I left Manoman in the 11th grade and hitchhiked out to California, San Francisco. 16 years old, day after Christmas. Told Ma and Pa I was heading out. Okay, and I come from a huge family. 14 kids. You know, and that was a lot of kids. So after a while, Ma and Pa, you know, they said, you know, you're on your own pretty much. We'll provide you a house and food and help you out as much as we can, but you're on your own as far as if you go to school or not. So we hitchhiked out there. It took us about 3 or 4 days to get out there. Got pulled in there day before New Year's Eve.
Dewey went out to live with his sister and met an old friend when he got there.
Anyway, he was a friend. And he said, how would you guys like to go to a concert on New Year's Eve? There's still tickets available. And the Grateful Dead was playing. 1971.
Jeez.
So we got tickets and went to that concert.
Dewey tried to finish school in California, but had trouble adjusting from a tiny school on the res to a school with thousands of students.
If you look like an Indian back in the 50s and 60s, you know, you always didn't get treated the same. Not at all. Not at all.
Yeah.
So I grew up with that. In my 11th grade year, I was becoming more sensitive and curious of who I really was. I wasn't this person that I was growing up to be, because it was geared towards, what would you say, European values. You had to be this way.
Eventually, he ended up in Santa Fe.
Went to the Art Institute, finished up there, came back home. You know, and by then I was really very concerned and curious about my identity. No, it was Anishinaabe. I needed to find out more about who I was and more about my culture.
As a young family man, Dewey sold his first work of art, a wood carving, and bought a cabin.
For $325. And I didn't have $325. So I ended up selling the sculpture to Carl Gobboy, who painted that painting up there. He bought the sculpture from me. It was my first carving out of wood for $325, so I bought the cabin.
You're listening to The Call of the Wild. This week we're talking to Dewey Goodwin, Anishinaabe artist and art instructor at the Leech Lake Tribal College. The term subsistence living kind of conjures up the image of just getting by. But up here, it just means doing what you need to do to live a good life. And it doesn't necessarily involve lots of money.
You know, my grandparents, they both had root cellars. They both raised gardens, put up vegetables and stuff for the winter. You know, they hunt, fish, so forth, you know. So they had means of survival. They had resources. And they did okay during the Depression. There wasn't a lot of money at all.
Yeah.
You know, nobody had money. So you had to find other means to survive.
Dewey has spent his life both doing what needs to be done and doing his art.
So
no, I didn't work. I do, you know, odd jobs and stuff. As I needed money, odd jobs. You know, you didn't need a lot of money. Never had a big, not had a fancy car, you know. And things were, you know, you could survive. You'd all put your money together if you're going to go pick berries up north or something to go somewhere. Pull your money together.
Yeah.
So it didn't take a hell of a lot of money. But I'd get odd jobs, and I wasn't above, you know, doing odd jobs.
Eventually, Dewey moved his family over to the Leech Lake Reservation, where he bought 80 acres and built a log cabin. He was teaching part-time at Bemidji State University, but in 1996, he was brought to the Tribal College to develop an art program.
Well, I've been here a long time. I developed this program, what it is today. Larry brought me aboard, like, in 96 as an adjunct. And he brought me on, asked me if I could teach a few art classes while I was still teaching at the high school. I said, yeah, I can teach one class. So I started out adjuncting.
Dewey plans to leave a few murals behind before he finishes up at the college. And then, back to the shop, or whatever else is next.
And you can even make chisels. If you need a chisel out of an old file or some kind of a bar. So I've been carving all these years, you know, and trying to make a go of it. The earlier days, you know, was being creative and trying to figure out how to make a few bucks. We always got food stamps or commodities because we qualified. You know, I wasn't above, you know, being too proud to accept food stamps. Well, I have a chisel and hammer. I can knock out a carving.
I'm Milt Lee with The Call of the Wild.